Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at central sensitization and low back pain outcomes, and finally, a story about joint hypermobility and chronic low back pain. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eklow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 672, recorded May 10th, 2019. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eklow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teeglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Central sensitization is considered to have a pathophysiological role in chronic low back pain, whether individuals with increased central sensitization early in their condition are more likely to develop persistent pain, or whether it increases over time is unclear. A recent study aimed to determine whether sensory profiles during acute low back pain differ between individuals who did and did not recover by 6 months, and to identify subgroups associated with outcomes. Individuals with acute low back pain, defined as less than 2 weeks of onset, underwent pain threshold and condition pain modulation testing after completing questionnaires related to pain and disability, sleep, and psychological status. Sensory measures were compared during the acute phase, the baseline, and longitudinally, baseline up to 6 months, between unrecovered, partially recovered, and recovered participants at 6 months. The study concluded that these data appear to suggest that central sensitization during the acute phase resolves for many, but is a precursor to the transition to chronicity when combined with other psychological features. Surf to our show notes for links. Chronic low back pain affects millions of Americans and costs billions. Study suggests a link between chronic low back pain and joint hypermobility. The authors of a recent study published in the journal BMC Musculoskeletal Disorders conducted cross-sectional primary analyses of joint hypermobility and chronic low back pain, lumbar spine osteoarthritis, and lumbar facet joint osteoarthritis in three large studies. Associations of joint hypermobility and Batten trunk flexion with chronic low back pain and lumbar osteoarthritis were estimated using separate adjusted logistic regression models. The study concluded that hypermobility was not associated with chronic low back pain or lumbar osteoarthritis. The inverse association of trunk flexion with chronic low back pain and lumbar osteoarthritis may indicate a role for a flexible spine in avoiding or managing these conditions. As always, discuss all current research with your qualified healthcare provider, such as your doctor of chiropractic. Surf to our show notes for this open access study. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. Gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent of all the others. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.